As we continue Be'ezras Hashem on our road to reopening, and Lishol was Be'ezras Hashem reopening for the Shabbos in some capacity, the next topic on the agenda is making up a series of missed Kriyas HaTorahs. We discussed previously a couple of years ago Parshas Beshalach, making up a missed Kriyas HaTorah in general, having to do with whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavos HaTzibur, Chavos HaYachid. What happens if an individual misses a Kriyas HaTorah, if you travel from America to Eretz Yisrael, if anyone were to be able to travel now, there's a gap between Parshios, what do you do in that situation? What happens if an individual misses a Kriyas HaTorah one? So we discussed that. We briefly touched on our topic, which is a Tzibur making up a missed Kriyas HaTorah, but the focus tonight will be on a Tzibur making up a series of missed Kriyas HaTorahs, which I think at last count may be up to 17. So Dewey Lane, 17 Sedras in a row this coming Shabbos. When I asked Rabbi Sachs this question last Erev Shabbos, he hadn't decided what he's doing yet. I'm assuming he's decided. By now, I did notice on that sign-up sheet that was circulating, there were three spaces reserved for Bali Kriya in the main minyan. So I don't know if that was a hint of something.
What about the other minyanim?
I don't know. Especially since it looks like the main minyan is being populated by about four families. That doesn't really cover most everyone else. Anyway, so what happens if the Tzibur misses multiple Kriyas HaTorah? So the starting point for this conversation is an Or Zeruah in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Mem Hei. The Or Zeruah tells us the following Maisa Shehaya. The echad shekibel b'shkabel b'shabbos, kaval b'shabbos, haroi likros parshas emor l'kohanim. So there is a person who was very angry, parshas emor, v'ikev tefila v'kriyas Torah kol hayom. And he was so angry that he prevented the minyan from leaning and from davening the entire day. U'kishigia shabbos haba, siver blazer b'shimin, l'haskel b'parshas emor l'kohanim v'likrosa. So the Maisa Shahaya was that there is a certain individual that prevented the shul from leaning and davening on Shabbos Parshas Amor. And when they reconvened the following Shabbos, I guess the guy wasn't around anymore or he calmed down. And the psak was to lane Parshas Amor, which they had missed the Shabbos before, and to lane Parshas Bahar as well. It sounds like Bahar was a single Parsha that week.
By the way, I think this may be, there was something called ikuf tefila.
Correct.
It may not have been just an individual guy.
Well, the ma'isa here was be'echad shekabel b'shabbos. This is one person. The notion of ikuf tefila appears in Shulchan Aruch. That is correct. That was a something that existed. So the ma'isa here was there's one guy who was holding things up. Right. We're not. We're reserving judgment on whether it was appropriate or not. We don't know the context. But that was a Maisa Shehaya. So the psak was that they should lay in Parshas Amor that they missed the week before. The Shalo Ledaleg Pam Parsha Achas Min HaTorah Lefi Kimimos Moshe Rabbeinu Nikon Likros HaTorah B'Parsha Yoseha Ulashlima B'chol Shana V'Shana Kedei Lashmi La'am Mitzvahs V'chukim. So there is a takana, part of the takana Kriyas HaTorah Moshe Rabbeinu isn't just to lay in a random parsha every week, but to lay in the entire chumash on a regular basis. And our practice is to complete it on an annual basis. You don't say that once you miss the week, there's no making it up. Lefiki ein kava b'parshios likras parshizu b'shabazu b'shabazu. There's no particular affinity per se between a parsha and a given Shabbos. El kikach nistur parshios. They're in order. So it happens to be that in a given week we'll lay in parshas Amor, but there's nothing special about laying Amor that week per se. And if you missed it that week, then you continue it the next week. After all, if Yontif falls out on Shabbos, you lay in a separate Kriya on Yontif. You don't say, well, you missed a parsha that you should lay in on that Shabbos, says your Zeruah. But you pick up with where you left off the following Shabbos. He says that's in contrast to Shir Shalyom, where there is a, sometimes you have a Shir Shalyom that'll be for Yontif, that'll be Docha, that of the particular day, or things of that sort. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, he says, the Seder of Parshios, HaTorah, ki l'hashlem HaTorah anu ba'im b'chol shana, the objective is to complete Chumash every year. The im yivasir lenu aparsha bein machmas shana p'shuta, bein machmas yantiv shechal yas v'shabbos, v'dachos HaSeder Parshios, bein machmas kol dover shel inikre sas aparsha, rai l'krosa, ikranim b'shabbos achar, v'lo yidol gen. So just as we have a system whereby sometimes we'll miss the Kriyas HaTorah because of Yantiv, then we pick up where you left off the Shabbos after Yantiv. So in this situation, you lain the missing Sedra. So Paskin Z or Zerua. V'lo chayshina mishum Torah Tzibur, and don't tell me if Satirach di Tzibur to lain two Parshios, because you can't call a Parsha. She'ein lochush the Torah Tzibur, kasharanu osim b'ro Parshios, Shanu Korin Shtayim Biachad, Kishem Ruben al Shabbos Sashanim, Bekachu Mitzvah Min Amuchar. Don't tell me that if you're going to lay in Emor and Bahar, that's a Tirchid Tzibur. That's no more of a Tirchid Tzibur than Vayakal Pekud, or Matos Masay. Sometimes we have a larger double Parshios. So that was the Psak of the Ur Zerua, that in the Maisa Shahaya, he said that you have to lay in the Mist Sedra the following Shabbos. And this is Paskind in Shulchan Aruch by the Ramah. Simen Kuf Lamed Hey Seif Beis Im Batlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas Aparsha B'Tzibur L'Shabbos Haba Karinas Aparsha Im Parsha Shaychelos Shabbos. That if you miss Kriyas HaTorah on one Shabbos, the Tzibur misses Kriyas HaTorah on one Shabbos, then you make it up the following Shabbos. Okay. Now the Maisa Shahaya of the Ur Zerua was a situation where you missed a single Parsha. What would the Ur Zerua say if you miss multiple Parshios? So there are two indications of the Ur Zerua that potentially could go in either direction. On the one hand, the Ur Zerua tells you that you're supposed to be mashlim all the Parshios for the year. There's an objective to complete all of Chumash on an annual basis. And if you miss a Parsha, you have to make it up. So if the point is that you have to complete B'Tzibur all of Chamisha Chumashei Torah on an annual basis, his Maisa Shai was you miss one Parsha, but if you miss two Parshas, you miss three Parshas, you miss 17 Parshas, you'd have to make that up as well. The counterbalancing concern that the Ur Zerua raises is he entertains Tircha D'Tzibura, and his only objection to Tircha D'Tzibura is we're only talking about laning two Parshios, and there's ample precedent for laning two Parshios, so you can claim that Emor and Bahar is Tircha D'Tzibura. So how would the Ur Zerua balance is consideration that you should lane all the Parshias on an annual basis with the potential of Tircha D'Tzibura if it's not just making up two Sedras, but making up Kisisa V'Yakob Pekuda V'Yekrisav et cetera, Ru Parshas Shalach. Not necessarily clear.
Also, what's the order? If you had to make them up, right. Notice the order. He said start with Emor to go into right first.
Right, so right. The Ur Zerua, it sounds like you go in order. You
don't know, right?
Right. And we'll get to that as we go on. But if you read the Ur Zerua is telling you you go in order. That is correct. So what happens if you have multiple Kriyas HaTorahs that you miss? So the Mishnah Berura quotes a Machlokes Achronim about this in Sifkatan Vav. Says the Mishnah Berura, in Bitlu Kama Shabbosos Yesh Omrim Dein Likros B'Shabbos Haba Kima Sedra Achronis Muchaz Lizu. First opinion is you only lain the immediately missed Kriyas HaTorah. V'Yesh Omrim D'Tzarech L'Hashlem Mitzibur Kol HaSedus Shabbos. You have to make up all of them. V'Bir Gromash V'Disfir Leik Adei Rishona. That you only have to make up the immediately proximate Kriyas HaTorah. So what is this Machlokes Achronim that the Mishnah Berura refers to? Chuvas Mara Mintz, actually Mara Mintz is a late Rishon. Chuvas Mara Mintz, Simin Pei Hei. So Mara Mintz was asked about a similar Maisa Shahaya. The Mishnah Berurah in the previous Sifkatan Hei says, why did they miss the Kriyas HaTorah? Machmas Katata V'Chadoma, there was a fight. So the Ur Zerua was one case of a fight, and the Mara Mintz is another case of a fight. Masha Sha'alta, Amaisa Sheira in Vermaija, Bishabis Parsha Sachodesh, Shehi Vayakal Pekude Muchubarim Likros Yachad. So this fight happened on a double Sedra to begin with. The Nikru Shisha Gavri Kedina. So all was well for the first six Aliyos. u'kishachazin kari yashvi lahashlim ha-sefer, and when the gabbai was about to call up the aliyah for shvi, who would get chazak, nafal targa ben shnei gabri, there's a fight. Who gets chazak? Acha sefer Torah munacha spetela. There was a fight, and they didn't continue. The nimshach zeh keneged beis shos, shelo yachlu lashosan. They were fighting for 2 hours. They couldn't decide. Ezim han likros the shvi l'sima sefer. They couldn't decide who's going to get chazak. What happened after 2 hours? Acha holchu kema kol akal chus beis haknesses. Everyone left. The lochu imam sefer Torah mitoch aron hakodesh. They took a sefer Torah with them. They went to the youth minyan. The Sham Karu Shvi, so they finished laying there in the youth minyan. The Shlimu has Sadra Kitikuna. Lanisha Rebesak Nesashal Ir, Rakdalad Ohe Anoshim, Osam Bali Machlokes Vitsi Rufa. So only people left in Shul, the minyan left. There are 4 or 5 guys left who were the people who had the fight and their supporters. So now the Shaila was, what do you do the next week? So there are a few layers in the Jewish Bar Rebbein. So first he discusses, well, there isn't really much of a Shaila to begin with, because Lemaisa, there wasn't even a minion that was left in Shul that didn't hear laning. And the fact that they laned at another location, but everyone heard the laning, doesn't make a difference. And the fact that they took out another Sefer Torah to lane also wouldn't make a difference. The shovel raised, maybe there's a chashash of pagam in the first Sefer Torah, okay, but that has nothing to do with the fact that the tzibur was yotzei their chiyuv of kriyas haTorah. But then he writes the following in conclusion, that even if there was a situation in which making up the kriyas haTorah would be necessary, he writes, Vinei Amina, Afilum lo simo sefer basic nefesh shel tzurmus. Let's say they didn't go to the youth minyan and they hadn't finished laning. Lo yasa yidei kriyasa diyom b'vos haShabbos. Let's say what would have happened was everyone went home without laning shvi. Mikol makom ein shayach likros b'Shabbos haba gimel sedrus. Even if there was a tzad to make up kriyas haTorah, you don't make up 3 parshios. Vayakel pekudei im vayikra. Ki din zeh lo matzinu ki im b'sefer or zeruah. Umaisi laba guda, the guda quotes it as well. So the Orzeru only tells you making up 1 sedra. Avalokos of imbitil gimel odalit shabbos. So the Orzeru doesn't discuss if you missed a few sedras, that yikru kolos and sedras. The chemis dabra says in Mara Mintz. Diblo kain, ein ledabra sof. If you're going to tell me that you have to make up 2 or 3 sedras, then you'd have to make up 17 sedras. Me'ata. So he says that you're right. On the one hand, there's an ein ledabra sof. So, where do you draw the line? Why should you make up 1 sedra and not more? It says Marmins, because there's a precedent that we sometimes lay 2 sedras together anyway. So as long as there's a precedent for laying 2 sedras together, you should do that. But absent the precedent, given that the Orzer, you could have said the Orzer was just commenting on the Maisa Shahaya, and maybe he would have said that even if there are multiple sedras missed, you have to make them up. It says Marmins, the fact that we have no precedent for laying more than 2 sedras at once means that you don't make up what you lost. So that is the psak of the Mara Mintz. That's one opinion quoted here in the Mishnah Brura. And the Mishnah Brura's second opinion that disagrees with Mara Mintz is found in the Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah here in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. So he quotes the Mara Mintz. He quotes a cholik on the Mara Mintz. And he says, V'chem istabra taimo, dein ledalik shum parsha. Nope. That the Cholkim seem more correct, that you shouldn't skip any parsha. The O Lefisha Matzati Tam Begilia Mordechai Katar Mesh Brachos, the most Moshe Rabbeinu Niskana Likra Beparshiel Sashmiel Rabbin, that's the Lashon that we found in the Orzerua. Umashri De Chilaklal. So that presentation that there is a Takana to lane all of Chumash every year, so that would tell you have to make a baby Sedra. Umikoshakain Kishishtaim Devukos Beshabazu Shikarinami Sedra Shishabas Ha'avar. The Kol Shekain, if let's say you miss Parshas Emor, and now it's Bar B'Chukosai. So it's true that Bar B'Chukosai is a double Parsha, but a double Parsha has a certain status in Halacha as a single Parsha maybe anyway. So if you're making up last week's Seder together with this week's double Parsha, which is his Nidon, so maybe that's really the same case as the Or Zeruah anyway. But he says, L'fizeh nirali hu adin kishabitlu shnayim o'shlosha shabasos yikru kol ha'parashios shabitlu b'pamachas. So he's talking about missing 2-3 Sedras. He says that even if there are multiple Sedras that are missed, you should make up all of that. And the Mishnah Berurah again refers to, there are two layers of machlokas here. Number one, making up more than one Kriyas HaTorah. And the second layer is, how do we see a double Parsha here? So the Mishnah Berurah questions have gotten Zion. The im hayu shtei parshas mechubarin bosa Shabbos shabilu. So let's say that the Mara Mintz's case where you missed Vayakal Pekudei. So das Mara Mintz de'e mashlimin of some klal. The lama tzina lo'olim shikarin gimel sadris b'shabbos achas. And you're not going to just lean one of them because ein takana lechad sign. And according to Eliyahu Rabba, no, you would lean both parshas. Eliyahu Rabba anyway holds that even if there were three parshas that you missed, you would do that. But then he quotes, Yesh Amrin din bilu parshas vayichi, ein lekrosim parshas shmos, ki kishikarim beis seder, sarach lekrosim chad gavra, misal seder rishon, l'tkila seder shniyah, that you have to lane from one parsha into the next, kideshi mechubarin, and that's not appropriate to do with two sifrei Torah. V'yeshcholkim, v'sir lane, de la'ola mashlimin. So he quotes a further machlokes achronim, is there a impediment to laning, making a vayichi, the week of Parsha Shmos, going from one sedra into the next. Okay, so the Mara Mintz says no, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Tshuvas Dvar Moshe that you can. In the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, he quotes from both the Gaon and Maaser Rav, and from the Chazon Ish, Meisen, that both of them, those are situations where they miss Kriyas HaTorah as an individual, so that gets to the question of whether there's a Chovas HaYachid element as well. But in their respective situations where they missed a Kriyas HaTorah, multiple Kriyas HaTorahs, they were mashlim multiple sedras. The Meisen Rav, in the Tosefes Meisen Rav, Os Lamedal, it refers to an episode when the Gaon was in jail, and he told the Baal Kore to lane the four sedras that he missed, or 3 plus 1 that he missed when he got out of jail. And the Chazon Ish is in the Per Hador, the five volume biography of Chazon Ish, in volume 3, footnote 82, where they say that the Chazon Ish also once had a situation where he missed a number of Kriyas HaTorahs because he was ill. And he missed 2 Kriyas HaTorahs, and he came back to shul the third Shabbos, and he asked them to lane for him the 2 Sedras that he missed. He quotes in the Ishei Yisrael from Chaim Kanievsky that there is a hard stop when it comes to Parshas Bereishis, that if you miss multiple Kriyas HaTorahs and now you're past Simchas Torah, so then the cycle begins again. There's nothing gained by going back and making up the missed Kriyas HaTorahs. So what is the driving svara of the Mara Mintz? Mara Mintz, who says that you can only make up a single Kriyas HaTorah. Now, multiple Kriyas HaTorahs because you don't have precedent. He doesn't explicitly emphasize the Tircha D'Tzibura point. As what we saw in the Or Zeruah were potentially two competing values. On the one hand, be mashlim all the sedras to be able to complete Chumash in a year. On the other hand, Tircha D'Tzibura. In the Tshuvas, the Sefer Ishei Yisrael is Mitzayin, a Tshuva Sefer that that has the following analysis of the Maramins. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the sefer, but he quotes the following, that given that the whole requirement or the whole value of being mashlim the entire Torah on an annual basis is only mishum minog, there's no absolute din to do so. So you have to balance fulfilling such a minhag with tircha d'tzibura. And the Maramins' equation, even though it doesn't spell it out as explicitly, is that once you're going to go past the normally accepted length of sedras, so two sedras we have precedent for, not more, then you're going to run into tircha d'tzibura and be mekayim this minhag of bimashlim, all the parshas on an annual basis, is trumped by the tircha d'tzibura consideration. Okay. The Shari Ephraim has the following. Shari Ephraim Zalman Margolius, the Sefer of Record, or one of the Sefer of Record on Hilchos Minhage Kriyas HaTorah. So he writes in Shar Zayin Oslamites. Kvar biarnu b'siftes she'im bitlu atzibur akriya ba'ones. Yashlim l'shabes tabak. So if there's some ones that prevents the tzibur from laning, there's a snowstorm and no one can get out of their house, there's a hurricane and no one can go to shul, so then they're mashlim the next week. V'im lo bitlu ba'ones, rach shelo haya shamasar b'shabes, ein tzarch lashem b'shabes tabak. But there's no ones per se, just you live in small town USA, and come, you get a minyan. That Shabbos, you're nine people, and you couldn't get a minyan. So then you don't have to be mashlim. Bima yusar etzarach dafka lahashlim Shabbos haba. Avaloy yashlimu kriyas kol esedra b'mincha shalos Shabbos atzma. So he says the hashlam is only appropriate on Shabbos itself, because that's when you have the takana of Zayin Kruim. Mincha is a different takana. Takana is Ezra, not related to kriyas haTorah Shabbos morning. So you can only be mashlim Shabbos morning. But he says there has to be an ones that precipitates the making up of Kriyas HaTorah. So his description is that one second, let's just read on another line. Aloy yashlim b'kriyas, sorry. You shouldn't be mashlim in mincha. El mincha karim kedarkim b'seder shal Shabbos haba. Fine. Aval b'beiz v'chashen v'chamisha ein lam likros rak b'seder shal Shabbos haba. So even if you missed last week's sedra, Monday, Thursday, you read the following sedra. Okay. So according to the Shari Ephraim's analysis, so if everyone gathered together and they just didn't make a minyan, so then you don't make it up. If there is an ones, then you do make it up. So is there a difference between when there's no tzibur to speak of at all? You know, the shuls were all closed. No one got together. So in the Shari Ephraim's analysis, is there a tashlumin potential for kriyas haTorah in that situation? Would you distinguish between when all the shuls are closed and the no minyanim anywhere, and when you opened up outdoor minyanim without the sefer Torah for those who didn't have a sefer Torah? So does that now create more of a chi of making it up than if you didn't have any minyanim meeting at all under any circumstances? In the Isha Yisrael, they're mitzayin the following tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, Chela Gimel Simen Vav. Sheela. Me'iza Yishuv She'osin Minyan B'chol Shabbos Hashana, Im Efshar U'lef'amim Nisbatel She'ela Minyan. So they make a minyan every Shabbos, but sometimes they don't get a minyan. In Ba'osa Shabbos, she'esh la minyan, m'chuyav l'kro shnei parshios. The high new parsha b'Shabbos over, and parsha b'Shabbos zu. So let's say they get a minyan three out of every 4 weeks. So are they always going to be mashlim the week after they don't have a minyan, the previous setra? Tshuva. If it becomes normal that every 3 weeks they miss Kriyas HaTorah, ein lahashlim b'shabbos osin minyan. Dim kein yivutam in hakan sheyisrael likras b'shabbos. So he suggests that maybe you have the following difference. If once in a Yovel you miss a Kriyas HaTorah, so then you're mashlim it. But if every 3 weeks you're missing a Kriyas HaTorah, and then the following week you make it up again, so it's like you're inserting lechachila, more double parshios into the mix, and that's not the way we're supposed to operate. Rav Asher Weiss, in one of his recent shuvas on Inyan Diyoma, in Tinyana Simon Lamadalit of the Corona series suggests that maybe based on this Shvus Yaakov, if you have a situation where everything's week to week in Eretz Yisrael, they were closing and then going outside and then opening again and then closing. So if you have a situation where things are week to week and some weeks are open, some weeks are closed, he thought maybe according to the Shvus Yaakov, you wouldn't have to, or you wouldn't be making up the miscreants of Torahs in that situation. So as a bottom line, a Rav Asher in that tshuva is skeptical as to whether anyone should insist on making up a series of lost creations of Torahs under these circumstances, especially given that it lengthens the tefillah, and if the orientation is supposed to be to do things relatively quickly and minimize exposure, then if you're laying multiple parshios, that could have the opposite effect. And if the Baal Kori is not going to be careful and wear a mask the whole time, and if people are going to get distracted and not focus on the laning and the walk around the shul and come too close to other people, so he's concerned that maybe that's a consideration. Rav Schechter's analysis in his tshuva is that on a me'ikar din level, there isn't really a chiyuv for tashlumin, but it's appropriate for b'nei yeshiva or medaktikim b'mitzvos to do it if feasible. But he raises the possibility of maybe not doing it sequentially. As we saw the Orzarua that Yehuda pointed out at the beginning, that when he talks about Bimashim Kriyas HaTorah, he talks about going back and doing it all in order, which is the Pashas. And that's what the Mishnah Berura seems to say in Sifkat and Ches as well. If I recall, I don't think Rav Schechter in his Tshuva is Misyaches to the Orzarua's formulation. I think he quotes the Orzarua as far as the original din. But in this Nakuda, he seems to assume that you don't have to do it all in one shot in an order. And if there's a Tircha de Tzibur element, then it's possible to do it over a few weeks to bring out a second Sefer Torah following the laying of that Sedra and laying additionally to make up from a second Sefer Torah, which again would not be consistent with what the Orzarua seems to present. I believe that the pashas or the simple way, if one were leaving aside the issue raised as to whether the machlokas are chodim mishnah berurah quotes, as to whether you could go from one chumash to the next chumash, from chumash breishis to chumash mos, but leaving that aside, it seems that I would think the simple way, if you're going to be mashlim under normal circumstances, just as In the Shuvas Betzel HaChachmi has Mar Mekomas on this, Chelek Aleph, Simin, Chelek Aleph, Simin Zion. So he's talking there about the more standard situation of someone going to Eretz Yisrael and missing a Sedra when the Sedras are misaligned by a week. So where you're going to lay in the previous Sedra that you missed and the following Sedra, then you lay in, and this is what the standard practice is, you lay in the first Aliyah is the Sedra that you missed, and then into the first Aliyah of the Sedra, and then you pick up Shady through Shvi from this week's Sedra, because this week's Sedra is the main Kriya. So you have six plus Aliyahs from the main Sedra, and the first Aliyah is from what you're making up. Now, whether that's feasible if you're making a multiple sedras, I'm not sure. But the theory is that if possible, it sounds like the more standard approach should be for the Baal Kriya to start with the makeup parshios and go straight into the first aliyah this parsha and then continue there where he left off. Okay.
Thank you.
Fine. So Yehuda, you'll just.
Yeah. Just-